All right, I am Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and this is Ozone Live on Facebook. And we're going to be joined today by Jaguars linebacker Telvin Smith, who is a social media maven, if you will. But first, over to Social Media Guy. Social Media Guy, how do fans get involved with this?
Hey, John. Fans want to ask Telvin some questions. They can go ahead and comment in the comment section on Facebook.
And I hear you, Social Media Guy's a year older, I hear.
I am. Yeah, yesterday was my birthday, John.
And you're 17? Is that correct?
That's right, 17. 17. One more year, and I'm 18, finally.
Well, congratulations. We'll look forward to that. So, happy birthday to Social Media Guy, huh, Telvin?
Happy birthday. That's crazy. You look good for 17.
Yes, he does. So do I, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, definitely.
So I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at a year four NFL veteran. Is that crazy or what?
I wouldn't say it's crazy. It's just time does fly. And but you definitely see the growth once you get back in the field, get back on the field and in the locker room around guys. And you see what they talk about, the NFL guys come and go. You just have to, you know, sustain or continue to grind and get better at what you do.
How many, I won't ask you for an exact number, but it's a slim number who were here when you got here.
Most
so
definitely.
You're a guy now who has to be one of those guys, one of the leaders.
You know, I was blessed to come in with a good class, a good class of ballers. So, you know, we still doing our thing, holding on tight. And that's going to – hopefully that continues. But then the younger guys that come in came in after us, they're doing a good job. But the older guys, you know, it's like you said, once you get older. Mm-hmm. And 26, 27, 29, 30, you know what I mean? And I done hit 26, so.
Wow. 26,
you know
kid.
What I mean? Hey, listen, but it's getting up there in the football year. So it's definitely something that you – try not to think about, but the outside world does not let you let it go.
And do you feel more – we've talked so often in the past, and you've been such a vocal leader about where the team is. Is there greater urgency to get this done now? Even beyond – I know Doug's talking win now. Everybody's talking win now. Mm-hmm. But from the players, is there an internal urgency to get this done?
It most definitely is. I think and I just think this is with any program that you're a part of – Getting beat on and getting beat up on, you only take it for so long, especially when you have certain players like myself, like A-Rob, like Hearns, you know, that come from, you know, competitive situations. So now it's like, come on, you know what I'm talking about? When we're looked at as the guys to step up and make these plays and to do these things, we're no longer the younger players, but we have younger players looking up to us. Now we understand, you know, a little bit more. And that's not pressure at all. It's that bet. Let's do it. It's on us.
There's been such a talk over the years about how young the team is. And now when I look at you, A-Rob, Marquise, all these guys who are in their fourth year, to me, it finally feels like you guys for real aren't young anymore, if you follow. I mean, you wanted not to be young before.
Right.
But now year four, you know, it feels like this is becoming a more mature team. Am I reading that?
Most definitely. Just the situations that we've been put through. Getting here, having the coaching staff, and going through all the ups and downs with that, and then changing the coaching staff, having to adjust to this new regime that's coming in. You have to have a level of maturity to handle it, because it's not the same, but at the same time, it's still football. So you got to respect these guys that are coming in, but still learn, love, and continue to play this game the way you know how to play it.
We're going to go over to the very youthful-looking social media guy.
Thanks, John. All right, Telvin, this first one comes from Derek Harper. He says, how much good feedback have you gotten for the video that you made about players charging money for their football camps?
Man, Derek, it's been crazy. I actually didn't expect to get as much feedback as I did. I thought it was going to strictly stay on Instagram, but it's all been positive, and it's been directed into the right, you know, the right direction. Even though some people, you know, have gotten outlandish tagging everybody and everybody's camp, tagging me in it. You know what I mean? I appreciate to keep doing it, but again, I spoke my piece on it, and that's where we at with it.
Why so passionate about that?
Because I was that kid, like I said in the video, I was the kid who wanted to go to these football camps and I couldn't, you know what I mean? So I was stuck running in the yard, not really stuck running in the yard, because I think it molded me into really loving the game from a personal perspective instead of a whole group. And then as a young player on a football team, it's just the passion for the game. I think we are losing that as players. Right. in the sense of teach what you did to the younger generation so they have the same passion, because obviously we know it's getting away from all of this technology, is getting kids away from being outside anyway. So urge them to do that, right, and not, you know, lock them in the house by putting a dollar number on it.
Social media guy?
All right. This next one comes from Chelsea Mack on Instagram. She says, who is the toughest running back to tackle in the league one-on-one?
The toughest running back to tackle in the league one-on-one that I face. What was the running back? McKinley from and most people, Minnesota. He was tough, man. I think a lot of people, you know, was putting it on all day, but I'm telling you, man, he was a tough guy. I say him and Derrick Henry was pretty tough too. Tough guy.
Everybody knows how important a quarterback can be for the offense, right, but pertinent topic, Jaguars just drafted Fournette. Mm-hmm. From a defensive player's perspective, when you've got a back like they expect him to be,
right,
what does that change, and what is that? How does that make it difficult for the defense? People know quarterback, but right, how about running back?
See, and that opens up a whole nother lane, because now you have to respect the run. Like you go in and in a player's mindset, you're not saying, okay, we can focus on this quarterback and what he's going to do. They're getting their minds and bodies prepared to hit and continue to hit on this back.
Now, are there guys you don't want to hit? I mean, I know you can't admit it.
Listen, I'm going to
tell you. Other guys don't want to hit?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't like the hit. But see, it's a mindset that if I want to be the best and I get in a certain situation, I got to enforce my will upon them. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, I don't like the hit. But I love making plays, and that's what come with making plays. So it's always tough making contact and stuff like that. But when you love the game, it's a part of it.
Now, when you watch the draft,
mm-hmm,
or do you watch the draft, and do you get excited about it? Are you a fan in that sense?
I'm not. You know, I'm not a fan of the whole
right.
You know what I mean? It's whatever. And a lot of people asking me, well, did you want Dalvin, or did you want this to happen?
You want to Dalvin a little bit.
I'm going to say – I wanted him because he represents what I represent.
Gotcha.
Under that same spear. You know what I mean? And so I know the mentality that he has. But when it comes to the business side, I'm in the league now. I've been in here a little bit. I understand that, you know, the wants of a player, unless you're Tom Brady out there. Hey,
right. Or Telvin.
You know
coming
what I mean?
Next year or Telvin.
Hey, coming up. You know what I mean? It's definitely – you just get out there and play. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And the more you solidify yourself, then that's where you know, and that's where I go to the head and you say this and that, this I want to, you know. But I'm still, you know, in this game with my head down, you know, trucking.
Me too, Telvin. Social media guy?
John, speaking of the draft, Telvin, I don't know if you know this, but our seventh-round pick, Jalen Myrick, ran a 4.28 at the combine.
Mm.
So DJ J. Witt wants to know, what do you think you could run the 40 in right now?
What I run the 40 in right now, you know, I never get slow. I only get faster. I only get better. So he ran the 4.2, man. I get out there and run. I get out. If with him running next to me, I run a 4.3. You know, they say they got me at a 4.3. Some people say they clock me at a 4.39. So give me a 4.32.
Is this a challenge?
No, it's no challenge. It's never a challenge. See, that's the thing
aside
about others.
Aside from you, obviously.
Right.
Fastest guy on the team.
Aside from Corey Grant.
Okay.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. He's fast. He's fast.
Gotcha.
He's
all right.
Yeah, he's fast.
Because you're trying to think of somebody
else.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think. When I think of speed, he come to mind. But Akeem, he's been out there running. Akeem's been, he's been running.
Gotcha. Social media guy?
All right, this next one comes from Jaguar Center. It says, who was your football idol growing up?
See, that's the thing right there. And that's why I feel like I respect, and when you see me out there, It's a deeper passion, and because I didn't look up to anybody, I didn't grow up watching teams and saying I wanted to be like this player or that player. I just played the game purely because I loved it, and it was a family oriented thing. So you know, I didn't have a player that I looked up to, but as I played the game and stuff, you heard about the Ray Lewis's and the Navarre Bowmans as I got older and stuff like that. So I respect those guys, but when I got in the league, Steve Smith Sr. is definitely a guy I got a lot of respect for.
Now, is that a reason your game is different?
Mm-hmm.
Undersized linebacker, speed-oriented. Right. So there's not really a guy that seems like is a pattern for you.
Right.
Is that part of the reason, you think? Because you didn't follow guys growing up?
And that's another thing that I always said is I'm different. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm setting a trend, and I've opened a door for so many other. But you don't see me patting myself on the back because I don't have to. I want it to be, you know, anytime something great is in the making, it's never, you know, seen as something great. It's always right after it's finished. So, you know, I'm solidifying it now as I continue to work, as I continue to put up numbers. And then after I'm done, you know, we're going to see what happens.
That's what I keep telling people, Telvin. In a few years, I'll be great. It's taken me 30 so far to get here, but I'm getting there. So.
Well, you've done a great job. So that's it, right?
I'm talking to you. So, social media guy?
All right. This one comes from Jennifer on Facebook. It says, Jennifer, what did you learn at FSU that propels you today?
What did I learn at FSU? I always tell people I learned who I was and who I was not at FSU. And I wasn't a guy who is just going to be easily influenced. You know what I mean? And I'm a champion. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's the biggest thing I learned. I'm a champion.
Tell me about the change of linebacker. We talked to you right after they announced. Mm-hmm. It's all right. Paul Posluszny,
mm-hmm,
moving to strong side. He's been such an anchor in there, and now Miles Jack, all kinds of talent coming in. Are you curious to see how that works out, and what are your thoughts on it?
I think it made the team stronger because, obviously, Puz, he's a guy that you can't get him off the field, just completely removing right from the field. He has to be on the field in some type of way. And even when he's not on the field, he's still going to be a general because when we run to the sideline, mm-hmm, I know he's going to be, you know, in our ears telling us, looking at this, looking at that. But again, I think I answered it when I said that once I seen that he was with it and that he understood that it's for the better of the scheme and stuff like that, that's when I was like, okay, bet. So that's when I started to see it this way. But at first it was, you know, come on.
Because he's sort of been the rock. That
exactly.
You've been able to look
that's
at
that's why I was
say,
like,
hey.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, you in this league, you have to adapt to change. You have to be willing and ready to face any situation that you're faced with.
We have two more socials from the kid.
All right. This one comes from Kyler. Says, if you could play offense for one play, what position would you want to play?
I play quarterback, no doubt. I always said I want to play quarterback. If I can go back and change and be, I would have tried to play quarterback.
Did you ever play any quarterback at all?
No, man. Backyard. I was backyard league All-American. What are you talking about? Throw it up, bust him up, All-American.
But has it always been That's linebacker?
It.
Period.
Nah, I started off my first position. I played center, wore number 69 at center, and then I played a little bit of running back, a little bit of DN.
Center couldn't have lasted very long, right?
It was like I told you, I grew up on a family team, so they had to put me on the field. I was family. Hey, you gonna get me? And then I played cornerback in middle school, got my spot took, and then I failed the eighth grade. When I came back, I was safety.
Gotcha.
And then from safety. What, my junior year, I moved to linebacker. I haven't looked back since.
Gotcha. Social.
Mm-hmm. All right, this final one comes from Casey. It's week one, FSU, Alabama in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
She wants to know, do you have a score prediction for that game?
Listen, see, that's tough. So you're going to put me on the spot like that.
That's right.
And you see it got real serious. See, my voice toned down, and I'm looking dead at you. Don't ever question the nose. It's a blowout. That's on me. Go Noles.
Blood in FSU's favor, you're saying?
Yes. Oh,
just
yes.
To clarify,
come on. Come
I wasn't
on,
sure where
listen,
you were coming
don't
from.
Question
here.
That. See, this is a doubter next to me. He don't believe in them Noles the way I do. But I'm telling you right now, the Noles are going to be ready for that game. Prepare.
Even without Dalvin, they're going to go beat Shadrick's Bama.
They got some guys. They got Akers back there. They got Jaquez. I'm telling you, they got some great guys. And the maturity level that I'm seeing, when I went back and spoke to them, that I just feel like, you know, the work that they're putting in. Now they're going to bring that all together, man, and I'm telling you.
You spoke to them spring practice?
Spoke to them a couple of times. I addressed the whole team. I addressed certain players. I addressed the whole team, twice when I was there.
Gotcha.
And just kind of individually got in guys' ears and stuff like that. And the response is it was just work. You know what I mean? Is what I'm seeing is work. Now they just kill social media. All my nose, kill social media. Go get that championship.
Now, speaking of addressing the team,
uh-huh,
bit of a void this year. Roy Miller has always been the guy to speak to the team beforehand.
Mm.
He's no longer with you.
Mm.
Is that your role now? Are you going to be the guy who Talks about pre-games. I know you've talked to him in the locker room.
Right. See, and that's what I'm fine with. I'm fine with keeping it behind doors because what I say is a little bit, you know. What I say is a little bit
behind
more,
doors.
You know what I mean? Right. It's not, you know, you can't mic me up. Well, you could. I wouldn't mind, but I don't think everybody else because it's personal. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Any time we go into battle with my brothers, it's personal. So I take it personal. I leave it on my sleeves. You know what I mean?
Where, as we start the off-season program, which for the media starts in a couple of weeks with OTAs, where do you feel like this team is?
Man, I'm going to tell you, we're ahead of where we were.
Okay.
In the sense of we're pushing each other harder running. And just being fit, just the bar, just the standard. You know what I mean? Is don't get me wrong, Gus, he had a certain standard, but now it's like you said, we have the players have that certain sense of urgency. So we're out there pushing each other. I can't wait to get on the field with the offense because I'm telling you, we're gonna beat them up a little bit. You know what I mean? We really and it's just a mindset though.
And they feel the same way.
Exactly. Like they ready to bust up. You know. Yeah, that's right. So. It's just a mindset of everybody in the energy. You know what I mean? A lot of people have a lot of reasons, not only to prove themselves, but to prove to this organization that, you know, we are rocks. You know what I mean? And we're here to stand. So we ready.
Telvin, you're always great. I appreciate you doing this.
No problem.
That's Telvin Smith on Ozone Live.